Writer, speaker, and minimalist Joshua Becker says, convenience is no longer merely appreciated among the average consumer. It's demanded in almost every corner of our economy. But I must ask, at what cost? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley. This is My Money Life from Crown. Convenience comes at a price. A few dollars here and a few dollars there add up quickly and negatively impact our wallets. Our children who grow up in homes that give in to conveniences will someday expect them in the future. It's a matter of our priorities, time versus money. We give in to the temptation when we're tired, running late, or just lazy that day. But a little planning can save lots of money. Think about it. Drinking homemade coffee versus buying it saves $4,000 over 10 years. Brown bagging versus buying lunch can add up to $1,500 a year or $3,000 for a married working couple. Cooking at home versus delivery has big savings, especially when you factor in delivery fees and tips. Subscriptions are also costing Americans. Monthly memberships to Amazon Prime jumped to $12.99. Netflix's most popular streaming plan is now $10.99. Audible starts at $14.95, and an average gym membership costs $58 a month. Now, these monthly charges add up quickly. If you can cut $100 a month, that will save you $1,200 a year to be applied towards debt, saving, and investing. What are you willing to sacrifice to get your house in order? If you're struggling with overwhelming credit card debt, you need to get in touch with Christian Credit Counselors. To learn more, you can call the Crown Helpline at 800-722-1976 or visit crown.org/CCC.